Yes, Chanel.
Thank you, Kaylee. What is the president's position on victims, families, businesses as a result of these riots suing Democrat-run cities? Would he support them if they were to band together and do so?
I haven't spoken to him about that specifically, but certainly what you're seeing is it is Democrat cities where you're seeing all of these numbers increase. When you look at, I just noted to Yamiche, Portland, Seattle, Philadelphia, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York City, these have all seen anywhere from a 33% spike in the murder rate to a 277% increase in 1 month alone in New York City. It's appalling. And it is Democrat governors and mayors and lawlessness that they're allowing to prevail. When federal forces come in, the situation changes. And it's so interesting to me to see Democrats who once disparaged, who ignored the violence, I should say, all of a sudden caring about it. But let's not forget what they said previously. Speaker Nancy Pelosi downplaying the violence rocking U.S. cities, ignorantly saying people will do what they do. Jerry Nadler, when asked about Antifa, he said that was a myth that's being spread around Washington, D.C. It's not a myth. In fact, an Antifa individual took the life of an innocent Trump supporter in Portland. You have Rep. Ayanna Pressley saying that she wanted unrest in the streets. Chris Cuomo saying, show me where it says protesters are supposed to be peaceful. I'll give you an idea, Chris. It's the Constitution. Don Lemon saying, quote, the rioting has to stop. Chris, as you know, and I know, it's showing up in the polls. It's showing up in the focus groups. It's the only thing right now that's sticking. So now, all of a sudden, 90 days later, I, from this podium, have talked about law and order. The president has talked about law and order repeatedly. But because the polling has shifted, now it's time for the Democrats to deny what they said previously and all of a sudden focus on law and order. I'll leave you with this. That's like the arsonist blaming the firefighter.